Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and this is Embracing Your Essence on Lilydale Radio. Lilydale Radio is sponsored by Lilydale Assembly, which is the largest spiritualist community in the world. And people come from all over the world to be here, especially during the summer season. This year, a little different, of course, because, you know, COVID times. But that's our norm here. And Lilydale is dedicated to the philosophy, science, and religion of spiritualism. So if you want to learn more about spiritualism or Lilydale Assembly, lilydaleassembly.org. Get that out of the way right away, or visit Facebook page, Lilydale Assembly Incorporated. That is the official page. And as I said, I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and I am the host of this show for Lilydale. It's called Embracing Your Essence, and it's all about getting to know you, who you really are at your soul level. And as part of the show, we usually talk about different ways to look at life and get a new perspective, getting more empowered as you handle your life problems, situations, and challenges as they come up. So let me know when you're here and watching, and if you want to tell me where you're from, that's always fun to do. So we have, hi Debbie, nice to see you. So today we are going to be talking about emotional exhaustion, and this is something that I know many of us are struggling with, and we are going to be discussing a different way to look at things, what's going on in our lives. Hi, Barb, nice to see you, and I will be talking about you briefly. Barb, I won't be saying your name, but people who are watching now, they'll know it's you, because I'm going to talk about my friend. So I am a certified intuitive life coach, and as a life coach, I help people handle their problems. And I'm also a medium. That's what we do here in Lilydale, is we talk to people on the other side. And so those two things are the things that make up my life, what I like to do the most and how much fun it is. Hi, Georgine. Nice to see you. So let's get to the topic. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on details. You can find me at ColleenVanderZijden.com or PsychicMediumColleen.com. They both work. Same place. And follow me on Facebook if you haven't yet. Colleen van der Zijden, medium and intuitive life coach. Okay, got to get to it because I've got a lot to say tonight as usual. And we are going to be, hi mother, how are you? I got your package today, by the way. Aren't you all glad you got to hear that? So we are going to be talking about being emotionally exhausted as we live through a very extraordinary situations. And this exhaustion is causing us to not feel like ourselves. We're going to discuss one simple idea, only one idea that can help you raise your vibration and get back to you. So I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, Barb, so I will mention her name just for a second, but I was talking to her the other day and she asked me if I was feeling like myself. And I've been thinking about this for a little bit of time now, a few weeks anyway, because there were days I felt great and just normal for me, and other days I didn't feel quite like myself. I felt like I wasn't fully aware of what was going on in my life. And it was really strange. It seemed like things were happening around me, but my responses were muted. It wasn't my normal responses. It was like I was in some kind of a dream or something. And as I was talking to her, we got talking about all sorts of things here with this. And for me, certain things will cause me to respond in a certain way. And things that I would normally find funny, they weren't really making me laugh like they would. I was feeling a bit numb, a little indecisive, definitely not fully present. And you may be experiencing things like this as well, because we're all struggling with something. And my friend was saying she was feeling distracted and spacey, like she was in a fog. And I said, a fog is the perfect description, absolutely perfect, because when we're in a fog, we are not thinking or seeing clearly. We can't see what's coming. What happens with this is we become emotionally exhausted. We've been dealing with the pandemic and all of the changes that have happened around us. Every aspect of our lives is different now. This is huge. We've been experiencing the energy of the current political situation and the societal unrest, and that's been going on for some time as well. Today being election day, some people are getting a little worked up here, and there is some uncertainty about how long it's going to take to get the results, And I've noticed that I've also been feeling a little bit stressed and tense with everything that's going on. Now, whenever I don't feel like myself, my initial first reaction is always to go to spiritual guidance. You know, I'm going to ask for help, that kind of thing. I look for perspective shifts, different ways I can look at the problem or situation so that I feel better, that I get a different idea of what's really happening so I don't get stuck in my emotions. And, of course, I usually do work with energy as well, so some kind of energy shift. But even with all of this, I still couldn't get back to feeling like me on some of those days where I was in a bit of a fog myself. And as I talked to my friend, she said this would be a great topic for a show, and I said that I had been thinking about it, but I wasn't sure what to do about it. So I told her, you know, usually it comes, you know, the answer will come, and I'll get some information that flows. So as I was thinking about this further after we finished our conversation, I realized again that our vibrations are really shifting right now. We've been in a consciousness shift for a really long time, like several years. What happens in a consciousness shift is that the darkness is being exposed and the light is going to be coming through. We're going to be revealing the light. And as this light expands, our vibrations are becoming higher. They are operating with a faster, more pure energy. So even if people don't understand or believe in or know about the consciousness shift, this is a huge vibrational shift that is happening all over the world, okay, all over the world. So we are being dragged along whether or not we are aware of it. And so right now with this consciousness shift, we are at the turning point. This is when everything is getting very intense. So if you're really happy, you're going to be really happy. If you're upset about something, you're going to be really upset. The vibration shifting causes us to amplify our emotions. We're not doing it on purpose. It just happens. So our emotions are getting amplified. And with these negative, more challenging emotions, we are becoming emotionally exhausted. Your energy is being used up trying to handle how you feel as your vibrations shift. Your vibrations are shifting because of the circumstances, the situations, the whole energetic shift that's happening around you. So I'll stop and say hello to everybody. Hi, Beth. Hi, Julie. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. We are going to be talking about, and we are talking about, emotional exhaustion and one simple idea that you can implement in your life that will help you get back to feeling more like you. So as our vibrations are shifting, our physical bodies are struggling to keep up. With all the rapid and profound external change around us, this shifting is accelerated. It's getting faster and faster and bigger and bigger. And we don't really know how to handle it. We don't know what's going on. So in our minds, in our heads, we have so much happening in there. We've got the thinking, the worrying, we're having the negative what-ifs, what if this happens, what if that happens, what if this, which gets us all back into those emotions, and our emotions are all over the place, and that's exhausting us. This is what's happening. It's totally insane what's happening, but these big challenges and changes and situations that we have happening, these can be very overwhelming, even if they're not directly affecting us, and that's when we don't feel like ourselves, when we get in that fog. We just don't feel clear. Now, as spiritual beings, we always, of course, have that connection to God, spirit, source, universal energy, whatever you want to call that energy. That always gives us the power to handle everything, to do everything. As I asked for guidance on this issue, because I wanted to know what to do with this, I wanted to know why I wasn't feeling right, what I could do to feel better, because don't we all want to just feel better? And so I wanted to know, but as I thought about this and just let it play in my head, I actually ended up getting the answer. And what worked for me this week, because I practiced it, was it all boiled down to being intentionally kind. Because when we're intentionally kind, we raise our vibration and we clear our emotional energy. And I'm going to talk about how to use this, because everybody's like, oh, that's so easy, that's so simple. Well, you know what? How many times do we live our lives from habit? We just react. We don't live consciously with intention. And I'm going to talk about a couple of situations where I use it, a couple ideas you might want to do. And like I said, I did practice this, and I will talk about that and give some examples. When we are in a fog, we are not thinking or seeing clearly. We're just not. We don't know what to do. We don't know what's coming. We don't know how to feel better. We want to get out of the stress and back into the joy, but we don't know how to get there. And what I found this week is that if you start with intentional kindness towards yourself, that's the place to begin. And for me, my energy has is already being affected by the external situation, as it is affecting most people in the country. Now, some people maybe not, but most people and most of my listeners, I'm quite sure, are being affected by the external situation. So we, those days we might feel great and normal and everything's wonderful, and then other days we just don't feel quite right and we don't know why. And that's when we get into that fog. Now, I am currently getting ready to move into a new house, and those of you who have been following me this year particularly know this is my second move, and it's been quite something, but I'm getting ready to move for real now. We've already started the process, but now it's really going to happen. But this is physically and mentally overwhelming. It's emotionally exhausting and adds to how I was already feeling. So the story of the moving, and I won't give you the whole thing, of course, was that I moved from another house into my little house in Lilydale, which is where I am at this moment. But I had to put most of my stuff in storage. So all of that stuff made it to the new house last week. And there's a lot to do, and there's limited storage at the other house. So I'm opening boxes and trying to figure out where things go. I open it up, and I go, I don't know where this goes. And I just close the box and set it aside, figure I'll get to it later. There's a lot of uncertainty what to do with these things, what to where to put things, what to get rid of, what to keep, all of this, and I'm not thinking clearly. If I wasn't already affected by external circumstances, I'm energetically being affected by these things, I might be thinking more clearly. I really don't know because I'm not thinking very clearly. So nonetheless, I noticed as I made this decision to be intentionally kind to myself that I was allowing myself to feel overly pressured. And I was letting that emotional exhaustion block my joy. The movers are coming on Thursday to move the rest of the stuff from the little house to the big house. Very exciting. But I felt like I had to have the whole house ready and prepared before they got there. But when I made that decision to be intentionally kind to myself, I realized it was a self-imposed belief that I had to do this and this. I really only have to have the rooms clear enough for them to move things wherever I think they can go, to the best of my knowledge at this point. I can always move them. And if I really get overwhelmed, I can change the moving date. So when I did this, by choosing, intentionally choosing to be intentionally kind to myself, that helped me navigate the stress. I could see a different perspective. I could see that I needed and figure out how to do it. Then rather than allowing the stress to affect me, I shifted my perspective so I'd be more reasonable in my expectations. Now, it took me a little bit of time to get there, okay, because I was in that habit of, oh, no, I've got to do this, 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 this. But as I started this and I started that decision really helped me because I wanted to have more fun. It's fun to move into a new house. So I should be having fun while I'm doing this. And yes, and Barb is saying overwhelmed with everything. And that's the thing. When we have this emotional exhaustion, we get overwhelmed with everything. Even going to the grocery store, sometimes we can be looking at something going, I don't know which one I want. And the indecisiveness will make us feel badly about ourselves when we shouldn't be falling into that trap. But this, I'm going to talk about this a little more, and I've got a couple of really important things that tie in with this that I didn't realize quite right away. But I want to give you a couple of more stories about how this fits. Even doing the Facebook event for this show, I had to go back in and edit it 4 times because I left out key information. That has never happened. Now, I could have sat there and said to myself, oh, gosh, I can't believe you did that. What were you thinking? How could you have left that out? That's so important. But I didn't do that because I had made that decision to practice being intentionally kind to myself. If I'm in a fog and I'm not thinking clearly, I can say, okay, you know what? That's funny. I don't know why you didn't do that, but that's really funny. And just go back in and take care of it the best I can. Yeah, actually, Barb, I'm feeling a lot better. I feel your anxiousness in your voice. I am feeling a lot better, thank goodness. Should have seen me a couple of days ago. So then there's the time, now some of us have been struggling with this, where we want life to go back to be the way it used to be. Where life was easier, it was different, we felt better, we were happier. But rather, if we're going to be intentionally kind with ourselves, rather than focusing on the past, on how life was, we could say something to ourselves like, you know, if life is changing, things are different now, and we're just doing the best I can. We're just doing the best we can to move forward and handle it. So we're cutting ourselves a little bit of a break. And this is really an important part of this. Feeling better is not necessarily removing my fog and my scattered brain. It's not necessarily that. What it really is accepting how I feel and being kind to myself anyway. And when we accept how we feel, go, you know what, I'm feeling foggy today. I'm feeling scattered. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling uncertain. Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. But what can I do to be intentionally kind to myself? How, maybe this will help me look at things from a different angle. Maybe it will help me recognize that I have a lot of power and I can actually handle this. When I noticed this, what I was doing, just that awareness and accepting, okay, I'm in a fog, whoops, oh well, then I actually did feel better. I really felt better. What happens is I step into that higher vibration and choose to be intentionally kind to myself. When I choose to be kind to myself, I'm stepping into that higher vibration. When we feel like ourselves, our vibration is high. And that's what we want to do. So if we raise it with intentional actions, like being kind to ourselves, we get back to ourselves. And as we do that, we raise the vibration of everyone in the whole consciousness shift. Everyone. So just that simple decision to be kind to ourselves raises our vibration, which is raising the vibration of people around us. That's pretty exciting, that something as simple as making the decision to be kind to yourself is actually going to help other people too. It's amazing to me. So I'll take a little second here. Say hi if I know you're out there, and I'll just tell you again if you just who I am and what we're doing here. This is a Lilydale Radio sponsored show. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence, and my theme, my point of living is always helping people to live a better life so that they can figure out how to use their power to create a happier life so they can feel better. And today we are talking about being emotionally exhausted and things we can do to help ourselves move forward during this strange time that we are living in. Let's see. I'm checking the comments here. Just wondering if the fog is related. What happened to all the books, blogs, and talk of the shift? Yes, this is the shift. This, I have been hearing about this shift for I don't even know how long now. You know, they kept saying the consciousness shift was coming and the, you know, this was going to fall apart, and that was going to fall apart, and this was going to fall apart. And they listed everything there was in the world, the schools, the politics, business, health, everything. They listed everything. And I saw a few things kind of unravel a little bit, not to the extent that we have seen in the past year or two, especially this year. So what's happening, in my opinion, truly my own opinion here, is that the shift started and it's amplifying and accelerating now. I feel that we are at the turning point now. We are at the turning point where the darkness is being revealed, and we, as light workers, are here to help bring the light in. And this is what's happening. As light workers, people who work in the light, try to help other people, try to live spiritually, try to be themselves. We tend to put a lot of energy out to help other people. And as we put this energy out, we're using up a lot of our own energy at times. Some things we channel, but other times we are using our own energy. And that's contributing to our emotional exhaustion. Some people would not understand what I'm talking about. Some people will not understand what emotional exhaustion even means, even though I've sort of explained it here. And for us, light workers particularly, our vibrations are shifting because we are here for a purpose to help. So as our vibrations are shifting, our physical bodies are shifting as well. Our emotions are struggling to catch up to the vibrations. This is everything that's going on here. Because we are light workers, we are also empaths, most of us, and we are also very sensitive. We pick up on other people's energies. That's why we're picking up on external situations, and they're affecting us so much, even if they may not directly have an impact on our lives as of this moment. Okay, so we're just picking this stuff up. So today we're talking about this one idea of being intentionally kind. And there's a reason why I'm only focusing on one thing, because our minds are going crazy. So if we focus on one thing, it applies to every single aspect in our lives. So this consciousness shift is gigantic. So Barb is saying turning off the news has really helped. Yes, today I have not had anything on at all. I've had a great day. I have just gone about my business, done what I needed to do. And yes, emotional exhaustion is so hard to shift out of. We have to, there's so much here. You know, I could teach a whole class on this, I'm sure. But understanding where it's coming from and what's happening, if we understand the root cause is the vibrational shift, and we have no control over that. It's happening whether or not we want it to. That's the root cause. The next thing, a contributing factor, is us, our vibrations, our sensitivities. So that's it. So if you understand those things, it kind of helps, because we want to fix, we want to make it better for everybody else. But if we realize, you know, some things are out of our control, but we can do the best we can to move forward. And that's what we're going to do. And that's how we're going to move forward. Oh my gosh, Manuela is saying, I do have an angel. My mom passed away, my father passed away, my best friend passed away. I'm so sorry. That must be so challenging. The one thing that's beautiful about all the people here who watch and listen to this show is that they will all send you positive energy right now, and you will probably feel it, because we have worked with energy in the past, and you will end up feeling that. So we will send you that. I am so sorry you've had to experience that. I can't even really truly imagine. So with this intentional kindness, to handle this, being intentionally kind to yourself, you'll have many, many opportunities to practice. I practiced for this whole week since I talked to my friend last week. I've been playing with this to see, and I can tell you it really has made a difference. Next, here's the next one. And, of course, you'll figure all this out as I'm going, right? You're going to be intentionally kind to everyone you interact with. You're going to choose your response. This week, I got some time to practice. Of course, I had blood work done. I seem to tell you about my getting blood work a lot and how I change their energies when I'm there. It's not that much, really. It really isn't. I'm normally a kind person anyway. But this is really cool. When I made that choice to be intentionally kind with the lady who was taking my blood there, it was a different feeling this time, because it felt like in our conversations we had a deeper, more genuine and authentic connection. We were laughing and joking around all sorts of stuff really fast just by my choice to be intentionally kind to her. It was really wonderful, and that was a side benefit I didn't expect. I was just being nice, just to be nice, because that was my goal. I didn't understand that it would also deepen my connections with people who are not, you know, of my immediate circle. So that is a beautiful side benefit of being intentionally kind to others. Then I had another opportunity when I got a text message from somebody who was upset and unhappy, and I had the opportunity to be reassuring and kind with them. And then even today, I was getting my car repaired, and the young man who was helping me was telling me he was decorating his apartment or his house, wherever he was living now, because they had moved there together, but now he was alone, and he didn't want to make it look like a bachelor pad, but he didn't know how to decorate it, and he wasn't sure what to do. And he was helping me move some things from the loaner car they gave me to my car, because I bought some stuff for my new house. He goes, I need these things for my new house. And it was another opportunity for me to be intentionally kind and tell him, number one, where I got those things, but also to tell him how, you know, he said, maybe I can get somebody to help me at the store, you know, somebody works there. I said, yeah, just make sure you ask somebody who's in the right age range, or you may end up getting somebody telling you something that doesn't really resonate with your vibration. So we just laughed about that. So I had another opportunity then. When we're intentional with our kindness towards others, intentional, what that means is we make the decision and we focus on it, we think about it. we take different action. I'm normally kind to people most of the time, but with this decision to be intentional, it amplified it. I started looking for opportunities where I could be kind. Not being kind, over the top, insincere, kind, sincere, and genuine, so I could have those authentic connections with people. Let's see, I'm checking to see. Thank you, Becky. I love the kindness idea from Barb. They will respond as well to you. Exactly. And doesn't that raise our vibrations? And Julie says she's helped 3 people today just listening and talking them down. And we've had to do that quite a bit. And sometimes people have to talk me down as well. My boyfriend has to do that with some regularity. I have to say, breathe with me for a moment and take me down here. And Barb is saying, people need us to lift them up. That is true. And Darlene, it says she uses it when she visits difficult people. We'll be talking about difficult people in a second. Intentional kindness, Tom is saying, helps me as much or more than it does them. That is so true. Now, what's happening with this intentional kindness towards others? We are being deliberate in raising vibrations. It's not our intention to raise their vibration, but that's what happened. Wow. Wow. It's not our intention, but it works. It's an energetic shift that we're creating. It's an energetic shift. When you're deliberately kind, you make a difference. You're making a difference with your energy. You're making a difference with that connection. They don't have to know that you're actually helping them with a consciousness shift that they're probably not aware of. But you're making a difference with yourself, but also with the world. Another benefit of being intentionally kind to others is that you'll find your emotional exhaustion leaves. You actually won't feel so tired anymore. You won't feel so exhausted. You'll be giving to others, which is the perfect, beautiful antidote to feeling helpless, out of control, uncertain, sad, confused, scared, depressed, and not yourself. You're meant to be a giver. As light workers, we give. This doesn't mean we go out there and give all our money away. You can if you want to. Sometimes it means we just smile at somebody and we give them some positive energy. Sometimes it means we go a little bit out of our way to help somebody when they're having a really crappy day or even just an eh day. Sometimes it means that we stop everything we're doing to connect with someone because we know they need help. And when we do this as givers, we create more joy in our lives and everybody else's lives as well. Yes, and Darlene is saying intentional kindness spreads from person to person, and it does. So if you're being intentionally kind to yourself, which I really recommend as being the first thing to practice with, I mean, obviously you can do them all at once, but I found that when I was getting on my own case about, oh, I can't believe you feel like that, you should be this, you know, you're the one who tells everybody how to do this stuff, how come you can't get out of this? Well, I realized I wasn't getting out of it because I needed my friend Barb to help me look at things from a different way and to get a different perspective and open that channel so I could get more information and learn from it. You know how I love learning from my problems. And so this was another opportunity for that. So you be intentionally kind to yourself, then you be intentionally kind to everybody you interact with. And then here's the doozy one. This is the one we struggle with, being intentionally kind to people who are mean. You know the ones. You know the ones. They're the ones that criticize you. They may be family members. They may be friends. They may be people you don't even know. These are people who irritate you. They are people who don't understand that their words do matter. You'll get upset because some people are bullying and the hate is contributing to the pain in the world. And so we feel this, don't we feel that, when there are people out there that are creating this. Now, here's a perspective shift, a little bonus lesson here, a perspective shift on mean people. These people are here helping the consciousness shift. They're helping us become aware of the darkness. We don't have to buy into their perspectives, and we don't have to let them affect us. Absolutely not. A theory I have is that before they came here into this physical existence, that they chose to step into this life so that they could bring the darkness to the light. They chose to come into this lifetime to represent the darkness. At their soul level, they may remember, but at the physical current level, they may not remember. Hold on, I have a cat who has to leave the room. Go on. I got it nice and cozy in here, so she was enjoying it. So these people have come into this incarnation, if you will, representing the darkness. They chose it on their soul level. They may not know it now, but at their deepest soul level. So they are an integral part of raising the vibrations during this consciousness shift. They, by being brave and coming into this lifetime to represent the darkness, think about that, you know, that somebody would choose to do that. But what's happening is because they have chosen this, they are helping us choose to be in the light. They are actually helping us choose to be in the light. And when we make that decision to be intentionally kind, that is of the light. We're working in the light. And we may not be working in that light as much, except that we have these situations going on now that have caused us to really see some of the darkness that's present in the physical life. So we are really working because of them. And yes, the people on Facebook are awful, Barb is saying yes. And so when we choose to be in the light, if we can understand, and this, you know, this is my theory. I'm sure there's other people out there that are also ascribing to this theory, that the people who are working in the darkness are here to help us choose the light. When I think about that, it helps me release some of the emotional charge, and it helps me look at them and think, wow, why would you have done that? Good for you. Glad it wasn't me. Don't like it. And then I just start thinking about it in a different way. And so what I do is I send them intentional kindness as best I can. And, of course, sometimes it can be a struggle because sometimes I see things and I'm flabbergasted by what I see. So sometimes it's a struggle. But my simple desire to send intentional kindness is enough to help raise my and their vibrations. Just the desire to do it. We will send kindness to ourselves or to our loved ones in a different way, and that doesn't mean one is better than the others. We just do the best we can to send the light, send it with intentional kindness. If I'm physically present with mean people, then I can choose to be kind no matter what. And if I'm not physically present, I can send positive energy with the intention of kindness and caring. As usual, here, my normal caveat, being kind, being loving, being caring is not being a doormat. It's not allowing people to abuse you. You must protect your energy. Don't watch the news if it upsets you. Don't interact physically if you don't want to. Don't respond to comments on Facebook if you know it will negatively impact your energy. And if it negatively impacts your energy to the point where you lose your center and who you really are. And you'll know because you'll start to feel uncomfortable. You'll start to be upset. That means you've lost your center and you're not really feeling like you anymore. So if it negatively impacts you, then don't do it. If you decide to fall into some of these things, what will happen is you'll use your emotions and you're going to get exhausted. So emotional exhaustion comes from a few things. One, our external situations, how we respond to issues, how our emotions are working, how we're thinking, what's happening. And if we can just keep that in mind, that this is how it is, and rather than resisting it, we accept it and say, you know what, I'm emotionally exhausted. I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to do the best I can to protect myself. I'm going to have my boundaries. I'm going to not do this. I'm not going to do that. Or I'm going to take action and be intentionally kind to myself and accept that that's how I'm feeling. I'm going to be intentionally kind to myself and cut myself a break and figure out what I can do to take care of myself and release some of the stress in my life. I'm going to be intentionally kind to others so I feel better, but also they will too. How wonderful is that? So if you've been struggling with some days where you're just not feeling quite like yourself, being spacier in that fog, remember, you don't necessarily have to change that. You're just going to change how you're viewing it. You're going to accept that. And you're going to choose instead to be intentionally kind to yourself, everyone, and especially the mean people. It's really, and the reason I wanted to talk about one step, not seven steps to remove emotional exhaustion, which I could have done, but I won't. I wanted to do one thing because our brains are so scattered and full of stuff right now that if I gave you three steps, it would be too much. But one step you can do, being intentionally kind. It's one thing, a simple choice that you can use as a guide throughout your day. And this will end up creating such a profound impact on how you're living and how you're experiencing life. It's really simple and it's really easy and it raises your vibration. It's helping you navigate the consciousness shift. It's helping you get in your power. It's helping you be in the light. It's helping you feel more like yourself where you're actually going to have more joy. Huh. Wow, one thing. Who would have thought? One thing. And it really is something because I've been practicing this for a week, every day, just figuring out different ways to do it. And it's really simple. And I have to say, I'm feeling much better. Does taking care of yourself make you stronger? Darlene is asking. Yes, it does. Because when you're taking care of yourself, you're protecting your energy. You're increasing the positive energies. You're being empowered. Energy is always big here. So even when we talk about, you know, everybody says when you're stressed out, make sure you're eating right, you're sleeping well, you get enough sleep, you exercise, all of those things. We all know that. I know most of us probably don't hit all of those, and there's probably more. But when we take care of ourselves, our vibrations get back into alignment with who we really are. So energetically, we want to be back in that. When we are feeling positive, uplifted, inspired, energetic, happy, joyful, when we're feeling all of those things, that's when our vibration is in alignment with who we really are. So if we're not feeling those things, then something's a little bit off. Not to dismiss when we have serious emotions from big situations or anything like that. We have to have our emotional reaction, but then we can move through them, okay? So there's always a difference. I'm always talking about that too. So there's always a difference. But it's also a way for you to start exploring. So if you don't feel quite right, explore and figure out, why don't I feel like myself? What's going on here? What can I do? How can I take care of myself? If I take care of myself, what intentional kindness can I show myself? And it can be as simple as for me, just was like taking a break. Just going, you know what? You can only do so much. So just do what you can and make sure you take your stop and rest. Just like you're supposed to. So that is really everything I want to talk about tonight. I do want to mention the connection things because I always forget to do it. LilydaleAssembly.org is the website. There are workshops going on, so you can check them there. We do have other radio shows. You can be inspired many times a week now at Lilydale Assembly here. We've got shows all over the place. This Sunday night at, I think it's 7. And at noon, I have a list. I should look at it. I don't quite have it memorized. When it was only four of us, I had it memorized, so I couldn't do it. So Sunday night at 8, Angie Apt, Monday, I'm going all over the place, back and forth here. Monday at noon, Sharon Hill, 7 p.m. Monday, is Mally Hastings. Wednesday, Willa White, 10 a.m., John White at 7 p.m., and Celeste Elliott Thursday at 10 a.m. And I think there's supposed to be more coming, but I don't know where they are. So let's see, what else? What else did I say? Follow me on Facebook if you haven't. Colleen Vanderzijde, Medium Intuitive Life Coach. I don't know what I'm going to talk about next week, but I'm sure it'll be something fun. I'm just going to go back through the comments, make sure I saw them all, because you know how I get talking and sometimes I forget to look. So, yes. Oh, this is nice. Barb is saying, I focus a laser beam pouring onto the earth. That can really help us with establishing that spiritual connection so we feel connected. And we recognize the power we have that is coming in. We're never alone. And sometimes people don't realize that. And sometimes we don't feel like that. Okay, this looks good. I think I got y'all. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'm a little bit shorter than normal. Well, not by much. So anyway, I want to thank you guys so much for watching and listening. And I hope you have a wonderful week and that it's the best week of your lives ever. And practice being intentionally kind to yourself, to others, and to the mean people. So you guys have fun, and I will see you later. Bye-bye. Talking too fast. She could hear in my voice.